You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishama, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.
Shabbat shalom, pleaded to Bono Sholam, so many tefillot, 515 tefillot. So why we want to go to Eretz Yisrael? What was his intention? He had a good intention, yeah, to build the Beit HaMikdash, or become a Moshiach.
Amen.
Right? So here, why Hashem punished him to not go to Eretz Yisrael? What was the punishment? He hit the rock. Why did he hit the rock?
Because he talked to the rock. Nothing happened.
Talked? When did he talk? He didn't talk.
He got angry.
So now here, the Midrash says a very beautiful thing. He says that Shalom Shalom kind of did it on purpose. Why? Because if he would speak to the rock, and the rock would give water, so then Yishamayim would say, look, this rock is a rock, it's a stone. When you talk to him, he listens to you. So then they would say, you know, look at the head of Am Yisrael, their head, you talk to him, is even worse than a rock. So now, so he purposely wanted to make it like a good fight for Am Yisrael. So then they would not look down on Am Yisrael. That look, you know, the rock, when you speak to him, he responds. But here, these people, even they worse than the rock. So he had a good intention. So he had a good intention. But instead, Hashem says no. Because the disgrace of my name, it was the Chilul Hashem. So now, there are two types of peoples that they carry knives. Who are they?
Thieves. One is butcher, and the other one is the murderer.
Murderer and surgeon, let's say. Surgeon. Right? Good. What's the difference between a murderer knife and a surgeon knife?
One gives life, one takes life.
No, but there's a difference between the knives?
No.
How much does it cost?
Oh, yeah.
Or more.
More.
Or more, it's very expensive, no? Like the dentist also, they have the tools, it's very, very expensive. So now, for the murderer's knife, right, it's cheap. Now you can buy it in 99 cents, right?
Yes.
Right. So now the question here is, after the murderer uses the knife, what is going to do with it?
Throw it out.
Throw it in the trash, right? How about the surgeon?
You clean it.
And then where's it going to put it?
Safe
place, yeah, because it costs a lot of money, yeah. So now here, don't forget this example, and that is, you have to see when you use your knife, where are you going to put it? Because the knife that brings life, you're not going to just throw it to hurt anybody. But the knife that takes life, you just put it anywhere and then it's harmful. So here, our action through the circumstances, you have to see, yeah, I want to say something. It's a knife, right? So either it's going to give life or Chas v'Shalom take life. How do I know? Because I have to see how many people I'm going to hurt. And that's the difference between the surgeon knife and the murderer knife. It's a very, very keen example that you have to always see, yeah, I have something to say, you know, I have a right, and so on. But your knife, is it going to give life, or is Chas v'Shalom going to take life? Huh? And that's what we see. Meshavah al-Mushalom had a good intention. Almost, unfortunately, his good intention was not good enough. And even 515 tefillot for a year, from Tu Bishvat to 6th of Adar, he prayed and prayed and prayed and prayed. For 1 year he prayed 515 tefillot. He could not delete his good intention that end up with another good result.
How long it takes him to course to do the wrong thing to the water? Very short time.
Exactly, that's how it is. A moment of the life, Chas v'Shalom, could destroy so many advantages that you might have. Hashem is like, you know, that to put our knife safely, nicely away, was that Hashem? That Chas v'Shalom will not cause that.
You're listening to Radio Kol HaNishma, your only Jewish radio station in Southern California. Please visit us on the web at www.ateretisrael.org.